only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Okie dokie, good morning. Brock.
Yeah.
Hunter.
Morning.
Yeah, ace. All right, 7:08, let's get to it. It is time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it.
Hey, pump it. Real quick. Did you get a little hint of spring yesterday? Did you feel that in the air a little bit?
But I'm not getting in my spring mindset yet because
the end of the week is going to be like 2 degrees.
Yeah, it's crappy out again. So now it's in that moody time of year where Mother Nature's on her period and she's just going all
over the place. So, yeah. It's kind of nice.
It was
kind of nice. It kind of put me in a mood. It was like, okay, I haven't felt this in a while.
What was nice is Kiki and I got back from our trip up north and unloading everything in the warm weather and the sunshine was much better than how we packed up in the freezing cold and snow. It's like, okay, yeah, this is much better. This is much better. So.
But don't get too comfortable.
No.
Grab your ankles. Here it comes at the end of the week.
Man, that effing gopher told us that we had 6 more weeks of this, so deal with it. This is probably one of the greatest stories I have ever read. I'm so happy about this because you've heard me bitch about those bright headlights, okay? For some reason, every car company thinks they need to put the light of a billion suns on the... It's like we're taking our cars out on an expedition in the Arctic, and we need to see 3 miles ahead of us, okay?
Dude, I had a guy coming at me the other night with his LED light bar on. I'm like, bro, you're really trying to get somebody in an accident.
Look, if you're driving in the city, okay, you don't need these, you know, god-awful bright headlights. Anyway,
you're
I bring this up.
No. Right? You don't...
No. So the U.S. government has approved new high-tech LED headlights that can automatically dim or point their beam away from other drivers. The adaptive driving beam headlights will be allowed on new vehicles, but probably only on the expensive cars at first. They're already standard in Europe. We're just late to the party because, you know, for summer. Dude, I'm not kidding. If you have super bright headlights, I hate you, all right?
Yeah.
And if you're behind me, I will adjust my mirror so it shines back at your stupid face because there's no reason, especially if you do it aftermarket. I understand if you buy a new car, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the car maker. But if you're someone that puts in the super bright headlights after the fact, you're a son of a bitch, and I don't know what else to say.
This isn't really new technology, though. They say this just came out.
No, it's been standard in Europe for a few years.
I was gonna say my wife, she's got a 2018, she's got that. It's like an automatic, like it keeps your brights on until somebody else's headlights.
No,
and then
this
boom, it goes down to regular.
This is different. It'll take even the regular ones and make them dimmer. Because even now, not even just your brights, and they'll also be able to point in different directions away from the drivers. Yeah,
I mean, that's pretty cool.
I don't understand this. It's like all the car dealers got together like, look, we got to make sure that these headlights are so effing bright that no one else on the road can see other than the driver themselves.
Like the blue halogens.
I mean, as long as they're not blinding me, I don't care. Put whatever you want, but they don't need to be so effing bright. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I saw a guy with like green headlights the other day. Kind of like a tinted green. It was weird.
Is that legal? I
never thought it really was.
As your main height. I mean, you could have them as little flare headlights, but probably not as your main headlights, right?
He did.
Anyway. So there you go. Headlights finally getting dimmer. Thank God. Took way too long.
You're an angry guy in the road, aren't
you? Well, the road is a bad spot for me. That's where I'm going to have my heart attack. That is where. It's finally it. I'm going to be...
Just let somebody else drive.
I'm going to be yelling at some driver who can't hear me, and I'm going to have a heart attack, and they're not going to know. They're not going to know that they caused my heart attack, and I'm just going to swerve into the ditch, and that's it. That's how Brock dies. That's how Brock
dies. Nobody can be sad.
No, right there. They finally got him. Lastly, if you want to be super healthy, get yourself a sauna. A new study shows that spending some sweaty minutes in a sauna has a wide range of health benefits. Not only does it improve circulation, reduce muscle soreness, and ease pain, it might also improve your heart health. Researchers found that men who used a sauna regularly were significantly less likely to develop cardiovascular disease and 40% less likely to die.
Dude, you know, I love saunas. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But am I the only one over here that thinks it's effing torture, dude? How can you sit in there for as long as some of these old guys sit in there for? I'm in there for a couple minutes, and I'm like,
you really get that steam. You really get that steam going, yeah, man. But you're
really uncomfortable. That's what it gets. I got to get out of there, man.
What I don't think they're doing in this study is realizing, think about this, all right? The average person who's going into a sauna is not your typical blue-collar worker, all right, who has a stressful job. No, it's usually old rich guys who have a private membership at a private club. They're not stressed.
Bunch of old dudes in towels.
Exactly, that haven't had stress in their life since the 80s. They're rich, so of course, they probably got some fancy... That's why these people are living longer, is because they're not stressed. It's not because of the sauna. It's because they have the free time to sit around in a sauna. That's what it is.
At 3 o'clock on a Tuesday when everybody else is working.
They just got done playing a round of golf with their buddies, and now they're relaxing for an hour. That's why they're living longer, because they're rich and stress-free. When are we just going to come out with a study that says, look, if you want to live longer, just be rich, okay? All right, don't have 2 jobs and 6 kids. Just be rich, all right? Live by a golf course. Enjoy your freedom. Drive your nice car. Good God. Yeah.
Stress-free life. Yeah, you definitely live longer. So.
Tell me, you got time to get into the sauna for a couple hours today? Really? No, I have work to do, okay? I have a 9-to-5 that I have to do. I have bills to pay. I don't have time to sit in a sauna in a towel and talk about stock markets, okay?
Let's go lay out by the pool.
Yeah.
We have a membership, too. You know?
I don't know what it is. I'm stress-free over here. This is unbelievable. Got all sorts of free time. All right. So there you go. We got headlights getting dimmer and old rich guys in saunas living stress-free lives, just hanging out. Must be nice. Must be nice. All right. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107.